Things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle, said by Abraham Lincoln. Hi there, this is Manish and our today's topic is hustle. See, first we need to understand what hustle is and who are the hustlers. There is no definition for hustling, and that is where the danger lies. People just hearing the advice, keep hustling all the time, but they don't reflect on what this really means. Somehow hustling seems has become identical with working hard in the sense of putting in many hours of work every single day. So there is a general tendency to do things like overworking to the point of burnout, doing busy work with no purpose, working on a ton of different projects, all of which lead nowhere. Right? You can be busy all day, but if your business is not directed at anything meaningful, then all your hustle will never lead anywhere. All you are going to do is wasting your time and energy, nothing more. It essentially means that we need to focus all of our energy and attention on one single dream. We should always keep our final destination in mind, and everything we do need to be directly related to this one single thing. For every other project that we take on, we need to consider very carefully whether or not that thing is going to take us away from our destination or to the destination, right? It doesn't make sense to push so hard every single day that your brain is constantly exhausted. It doesn't make sense to push you to the edge of burnout because your concentration is only going to drop. It doesn't make sense to work beyond your natural capabilities because that way you won't get anything done anyways. According to current research, the human brain can only maintain 4 hours of highly concentrated work per day. Once we have passed these 4 hours, our level of concentration drops continuously. It will still be enough to do some simple jobs, of course. After 4 hours, you will still be able to respond to emails, hold meetings, or do some simple repetitive work. But you won't be able to enter a state of deep concentration, which is required for high energy intensive activities such as writing or coding or even entering a heavy negotiation process. Consequently, you should make sure that you reserve the first 4 hours of your workday for the most important work and avoid all distractions at that time. See, the true hustler is not the person who simply outworks everybody else. In fact, something like outworking other people doesn't exist. Since our brain can only maintain 4 hours of deeply concentrated work per day, we can't outperform anyone by simply working more hours. True hustlers have one vision in their mind, commit to that vision regardless of the circumstances, and constantly push forward. They focus on one single priority at a time. They know how to use their energy in the most effective way. They never quit whatever the situation is. But they certainly don't just keep working until they push their bodies to its very limit. Instead of they are reflective of what they are doing. They consciously focus on the one thing that will lead to the best possible results, and they find the way of making that happen. They don't just jump on any shiny opportunity that might come up. Instead, they think carefully about whether or not that project will bring them closer towards their vision or further away from it. They are not just excellent at work, they are excellent in life. In fact, it is their fulfillment in all aspects of life which is driving them to perform at the peak of their potential. In short, they know exactly where they are trying to go. They commit to that vision and they don't allow themselves to stray away from that path. Every single of their actions is intensely designed to bring them one step closer towards the achievements of their dreams. They don't just do busy work, they do work that truly matters. So guys, that's all for today. Thank you.